This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
All right, it's time for Between the Sheets, where we talk dating, sex and stuff everyone's thinking about but no one seems to be saying out loud. Valentine's Day, in case you didn't know, is looming, but dating apps have us ghosted, bored and still single. So what if the problem isn't us, it's just the apps? Joining me is Samantha Keating, who is the co-founder of Your Friend, My Friend, the people behind Singles Parties and Speed Dating. And they're on a mission to get us off the apps and back into real life flirting. Samantha, thanks for joining me on the show. Your Friend, My Friend is all about ditching the dating apps. What inspired you to start this initiative in the first place?
You know, I have so many friends that are single and they are just sick of dating apps, to be honest. And so one of my friends moved here from Canada. We decided to host a speed dating night. And from there, it just blossomed into just all types of events, from speed dating to single socials to singles run clubs, weekend getaways.
And what actually happens at one of these single parties, though, in general? Like, can you paint a picture for us? So I might not be there myself, but what can I expect if I was there?
So it's a really casual event. We like to make it so people just have the ability to walk into a beautiful bar, beautiful venue, and just know everyone is single. So as soon as you walk in, you get a drink on arrival, and we usually have some sort of icebreaker. So for our upcoming Valentine's event, we have a singles bingo. So basically when everyone's purchased a ticket, they've given me a unique fact about themselves. And so as they have to go around and try to chat with people to find out whose fact belongs to who. So it's just a way to, you know, break the ice, get to know somebody new, and yeah, hopefully make a new connection.
In your opinion, why does meeting like this in real life work out better?
Well, when you meet somebody in real life, you immediately know if you have a vibe, if there's chemistry. And it's very different than, I always say, dating apps are like online shopping for her partner. And, you know, it's like looking at, you just never know what you're actually going to get delivered. You know, so when you meet somebody in person, it's funny, so many women especially say, you know, if I'd seen him on a dating app, I probably wouldn't have swiped right. But he's so charming and he's funny. And, you know, just the way he holds himself is so nice that I am really into this guy. And so I think you really see a lot of connections happen that way. And people, you can actually feel the energy in the air when you go to one of the events.
And the awkwardness levels, does that dissipate very quickly? Because look, let's be real, then things, you know, whenever you're meeting someone new, you're like, oh my God, get me out of here. But I imagine that it works obviously very well for you. And the awkwardness just tends to float away after a few minutes.
Absolutely. Like everybody, when they come in, everyone's nervous. No matter what age you are, you know, how many times you've been to an event, you're going to be nervous because it's a ton of new people, but everyone there is in the same boat. So as soon as you walk in, everyone is so friendly and you immediately meet new people. We always have extra staff there that if you don't know anyone, we immediately introduce you to somebody there that has come on their own. So you meet a lot of new friends, which is also a really hard thing to do in our 20s, 30s, 40s. So it's a really social community as well.
Typically speaking, do people come for love? Do they come for something casual, a hookup, a night out? Is it varied?
We always try to say, you know, we're like, our events are for people who actually want to be in relationships. So that's why we don't want to be, you know, another dating app. We want people who are actually serious about meeting a partner, being in a relationship. But who knows? I don't even know if people themselves know what they want anymore.
This is a good point. Does anyone know until they've seen it? Isn't that it?
No.
I know that I know you run speed dating as well.
Yes.
What is that like? And what kind of questions are you supposed to be asking on speed dating? I hear about it a lot, but I wouldn't even know where to begin.
You know what? Speed dating is great because it just works. It is bringing it back to the basics. There's a reason why speed dating has been around for, I don't know, it's probably 50 more years. So at our events, you get about 20 to 22 dates and they're just 5 minutes each. And sometimes people will say to me, 5 minutes is too short. And I say, that means it was a good date, because sometimes 5 minutes can be very long. So as you're going through each date, you fill out a card. If you both say you like the other person, the next morning you get an email with each other's phone numbers. And then it's just up to you to, you know, chat, see if there's more of a connection there, and hopefully plan a date and meet up. in terms of what you talk about, we just say to people, talk about what you're most passionate about. Because as soon as you talk about something you're passionate about, you light up, you know, you smile, you have energy about you. And that's just attractive to somebody else that you're chatting with.
What mistakes should we not be making? What are things that should not come out of my mouth when I'm trying to impress someone?
Exes. Definitely don't talk about your exes.
Oh my, does that happen? Does that happen a lot?
Oh yes, absolutely. I think some people just get nervous and they'll just start talking about why they and their ex broke up, and they'll just start blabbering. Or the opposite of, some people just completely clamor up and they don't say anything. And you'll walk by at one of the speed dates and there's just silence. And you know what? It's you don't have to. It's 20. That's why we have 20 dates. You don't have to like everyone. Not everyone's going to click. So.
And that is okay, because it's reality. Exactly. Too. You're not going to
click with
everyone.
You just need to find one person in the end. I always say you just need to find one.
This is it. Have you had any success stories or couples that have made it all worthwhile?
Yes, we have had a few engagements now. We've only been doing this for about 2.5 years. So there's a couple that met at our second event that is now engaged and hopefully planning their wedding for this year. But lots of relationships, especially at Christmas time. I get so many emails and messages from people saying, you know, they're going to their partner's house for the first time for Christmas this year and meeting the family and stuff. So it's really heartwarming when you get those.
It's so nice to hear success stories. And you know what? Yes. People can find their Prince Charmings and their princesses, yeah, or whoever you're trying to find. I know that you've got a singles party, which is being built, one of the biggest in Ireland, on the 6th of February, which is next week,
yes,
in Hyde Bar and Galway and Cafe on Seine in Dublin.
Yes.
What can people expect from those if they're headed along?
Yeah, so Valentine's obviously is a big event. We're actually having our Valentine's party the week before Valentine's Day, just because we're saying, you know, hopefully you meet someone and then you have a Valentine for Valentine's Day. But the Dublin event is at Cafe on Seine, so it's going to be big. We're expecting about 350 to 450 people, and it's an even split of male to female. Really casual, drink on arrival, you have some food, we'll have singles bingo, but it's just, we just say good food, good music, good people. Galway, same kind of deal, but it's about 150 people. So a little smaller, a little more intimate, and just beautiful venue as well.
It is going to be a very special evening. I actually did see that it was the week before Valentine's Day, and myself and producer Lear were saying, I wonder, is that because they're hoping that people will have their Valentines? And it's good to hear that, and people will get Valentines from this. But if there's anyone listening this evening who is single but a little bit nervous, what would you say to convince them or guide them to show up to something like this?
Everybody there is in the same boat. Everyone is nervous. You'll meet a ton of new friends, and we have people there specifically. So as soon as you walk in, if you're on your own, we introduce you to somebody else, you know, and you will find your feet in minutes and the nerves absolutely go away. And it's such a fun social evening. People who actually get into relationships after coming to our events always say to me, they're actually disappointed that they can't come to more of the events anymore, because it was such a social outlook for them. So once you come to one, I always say, I hope it's great to see you, but I hope I never see you again, because I hope you get into a relationship. But people do love to come back to the events over and over.
If people want to follow along with you online, maybe head along to one of these events, find the love of their life and all of that, where can they find you on socials?
On socials, we're at yourfriendmyfriend.ie on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok.
Well, Samantha, thank you very, very much for joining me on iRadio's group chat to talk about this massive singles night out. And I hope that many people find themselves a date for Valentine's Day now.
Thanks very much.
This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.